Okay, we're here at the 25th anniversary of the ING, and we're going to be talking to Mr. Founder, CEO of Fling Golf, and that's Alex Van Ellen.
Van Ellen, yes.
Right? Welcome to the Golf Show, guys. Let's talk a little bit about this great new item.
Happy to. Happy to.
Tell us about what goes on. How does it work?
So it's, you know, you think of Fling Golf as it's a new action sport for golf courses. It's you play with a golf ball on the golf course alongside golfers, but instead of hitting a golf ball, you put it in the fling stick and you throw the golf ball. And it's, you can think of it as sort of a hybrid of lacrosse and golf. And you can get out there pretty far, as you know.
Yes, I do. I'll tell you what, I did this today. I did not do it perfect, but I did throw it hard. The ball, it's actually really fun. People got to get there. This one's gonna take off.
Right. Yeah.
You got to get it in people's hands, but it will take off. And Bernard, what do you think about it?
Well, I was watching you and your technique. You know, you showed some promise. You did, and when Alex did it, you know, it just looked like a professional throw. But you know, you did you surprised me.
I thought he did you pretty well there. I was pretty happy with it. Yeah.
For something brand new that you've never seen.
I'll tell you what, it was actually fun.
That it is.
If it wasn't a whole bunch of people watching me, it would have been more fun.
You know what I noticed right away as soon as I saw this stick? I said, you know what? Now you're going to have, instead of like the pros, a 68% fairways, now you're going to have 95% fairways.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, it's very accurate.
Oh, my God.
It's very accurate. It's
you're not going to throw it in the rough. You're not going to throw it in a trap.
And the putting with it. Now, you take this on a golf course, and you can play with any foursome going out there with golf clubs and everything. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, we're accepted on hundreds of golf courses across the country. We've got hundreds of golf courses that are selling the fling sticks already, and we just started selling last fall. And so we're already making our way up. I think we're in 45 states, so it's been very well accepted. We've done a bunch of work with the National Golf Course Owners Association. I think they're excited about it because it's really a great way to get that demographic that golf courses are looking for out on their course. It's perfect for 6-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 26-year-olds. It's, you know, you've got, those are the guys who really pick it up and love it. And then, of course, with the growth of lacrosse, you've got, you know, that's just perfect match right there.
That's what I was going to mention to you, Alex. We talked a little bit when they had the little demo today, this morning, about how you came about this, and you said you were a lacrosse player.
Yeah.
And how this all just came about. Let the listeners know how it kind of came into your mind.
Sure, yeah. Well, I was a lacrosse player in high school, which was a while ago. I grew up in Pennsylvania, and lacrosse was pretty local there, and, you know, sort of northeast sport. And I've been a golfer my whole life, so I really put the two together. It was interesting, a few years ago I bought a Hi-Li basket off of eBay, and I never played Hi-Li, never really seen Hi-Li before, but I got a Hi-Li basket and I started throwing golf balls out of it, and I was flinging them pretty far and getting some good spins on them, good arcs on them. I thought, that's cool, if that can go, you know, 90 yards, I could build something that I could get 200 yards, and that's what I've done. It took me a little while to get there, but...
The greatest thing, YouTube. So if someone has never played or seen Hi-Li, you can always pull it up, what the internet has done for so many things, and kind of see what it's about. Because a lot of places, people don't even know what Hi-Li is.
No, exactly.
It's the fastest sport, and the ball goes around 220, 240 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous, but to watch it, it's just unbelievable fast sport.
Yeah. So we sort of took some of the techniques. We actually studied some Hi-Li video. And when we were developing this and saw how they used the Hi-Li basket, the cesta, to throw the ball, and then incorporated that into the fling stick. And you can see some stuff, not on Hi-Li, but you can see how it's thrown on our website, which is flinggolf.com.
Now use one club or one stick, what do you call it, to do everything, putt the whole 9 yards, right?
Exactly, one stick for the whole course. It weighs a half a pound. That's all you need to do, all you need to go out on the course. Bring that one stick out and a couple balls and a green repair marker. You got to remember that.
Yes.
and that's all you need to go out on the course. You putt with it. You do a flop shot with it. You do a bump and run with it. You do every shot you can do in golf.
Now, the design to me, I'm looking at it, all I see is T-Rex. Why do
we
see T-Rex in there?
That's right. You're not the first. My kids say the same thing.
Is that
it's a dinosaur.
How durable is that? I mean, if Ricky Fowler got a hold of it and had a bad shot, how durable is it?
It's made out, so the shaft is carbon fiber, super strong, and the head is made out of the same stuff that lacrosse heads are made out of. So you could take a pretty good whack against the driveway, which I've done several times to see how it stood up, and no problem. It's very durable.
And that's really the key, is people may think, well, what's the hold, you know, is it going to last, or is it something real flimsy?
Because
you buy a lot of things nowadays, and stuff just isn't what it's cracked up to be, and they get in it after a week, it's broke, and the kids can't use it.
No, that's right. Well, we set out to make a quality product, so these should last years and years and years, no problem.
Are there different size, different clubs, different handles? I mean, what about if kids, are there smaller ones? How does that all work?
Yeah, so most people, you know, they're so light that kids can get around almost any size, but for shorter kids, younger kids, we do have a shorter size. And then for big guys, we go a few inches longer because they can get a few extra yards out of it.
Like Ernest here.
That's right, Ernest. Ernest could use one of the big ones. He's a big, strong guy, and
he was
nailing it.
But even the grips, like a golf club, you have a little bit different size of the grips at the end.
Yep, we have different size grips, exactly. And anybody wants to put on, we use a putter grip, so it's you can custom. You could put on another one as well.
And that's probably huge, Ernest, right there. Someone wants to change that out. Because I'm sure they might wear after a while, just like a golf club, it's going to wear.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is just take it down to a place like yours, and they'll put a new, and put anyone on it, right, that you want.
Yeah, exactly. Any putter grip you want should fit on there.
I'll tell you this. When it gets in our area, I'm going to go play it.
Yeah, nice.
I might be the first one in our area playing it, to be honest with you.
You go set some course records.
I'm telling you. Hey, be number one, right?
Right.
At least the first time.
That's right.
There you go. Now, it's just very interesting to look at. You were teaching Ernest today. He was kind of throwing them kind of overhanded, sort of almost all like a quarterback football throw.
Yeah.
And then again, kind of underhand, is much more like a golf swing.
Yeah, yeah.
From down low to up high.
Yeah.
Which technique do you think throws it the furthest?
You know, for me, it's the overhand lacrosse one, mm-hmm. but it's interesting because I do both, and you do everything in between. You know, if you want to get different spins on it, there's sort of infinite shots. But with them going against the wind, I do it overhand because it's more of a line drive through the, you know, through there. And if you're going with the wind, I tend to go a little bit higher, so I do the baseball or golf swing, gets a little bit higher. And
when you get closer to greens, can you make it back up and things like that?
Yeah, a little bit. You get a little bit of backspin on it.
All right.
And you do a flop shot.
Yeah.
Or you can do a bump and run.
So you have to kind of play it to kind of judge the distance that you have to actually fling it.
That's right. It's more of a strength and a feel game. It's not so much changing clubs. It's just one stick. And so it's really what, you know, the trajectory you get and the arc you're getting. How hard you're throwing it.
You can
probably play with the same ball for at least a year or two.
You don't lose many balls.
No.
You don't, and you don't have to have Pro V1s to do it. You can get the cheap water balls.
Can you throw sidearm with it?
Yeah.
Sort of like the high, you know, a lot of that sidearm.
Yeah.
So that will work on that. And do you have when you buy the equipment and you buy the, do you have a DVD that kind of explains that, or video, or you go on your website? How does that work?
If you go on flingoff.com, and you can see how it works. We got videos, and we got YouTube. You know, we're loading up the YouTube videos as well, so there's no shortage of instructional video to go find out how to throw it. But there are a couple little techniques.
Yeah, because that might be the thing that people get it. They're kind of maybe apprehensive and not like Ernest was, and not wanting to throw it to the side and hit. So you got to kind of
Best thing to do is start off is learn to throw the lacrosse fling overhead, so the straight goes straight, and you want to throw it hard, and you don't want to hold back. You want to lean back and throw it hard, because that's to gets the ball out of the channel.
And you want to go ahead and do a lot of practice.
Yeah, it takes
really
a little bit.
It's really the key.
Yep, takes a little bit, but not too much.
I'd love to spend a day with it, all day.
Yeah.
One whole day just throwing it.
Nice.
I think it'd change the whole way I throw it a lot further.
Nice.
Well, if you do it in a lot of golf courses set up like that, it's a way, and I know they do a lot of kick golf, so it's a way golf courses can maybe make some extra money.
Absolutely. There are golf courses now, they're bringing
leagues
in lacrosse teams and, you know, reaching out to high school and college coaches and recreation departments and bringing kids to the golf course, and that's what we need. That's what golf course owners really need, is that getting that group out on the courses and introducing them to the courses.
Just another game. It's been invented.
Now you're on all the social media on your website. And what's your website?
The website is flinggolf.com, F-L-I-N-G-G-O-L-F, to two G's. And yes, we're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
And is there an 800 number also? Do you answer that or no?
There's a phone number which is on our website.
Okay, very good.
Take a look at that. Yep.
So if someone wanted to call to ask a question or...
Absolutely.
And what kind of warranty do you have on that?
If it breaks, send it back and we'll send you another one.
Hey, you can't beat that.
Guaranteed.
No, you can't beat that at all.
No, I mean, it shows how much you're confident in your product.
Yeah, it's for the break.
And they have to get it in their hands to really experience it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
I think once you see the YouTube or something like that, you're definitely going to want one.
Yeah, I've had people out there.
You just got to have it. It's going to be in your bag. Some holes you might hit your clubs, but I bet you, you're going to fling it more holes than you hit with those clubs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I guarantee. Especially the slicer and the hooker and a guy that doesn't have a ball contract, but he's running out of balls.
Right.
It's a great concept. Great concept. Man, that's very innovative. What else goes through your mind creatively?
Oh, you know, all kinds of new ideas.
Amazing.
Every day.
Who would have... You know this. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of stuff that you see in the movies in the theaters. That how did they come up with that? Somebody had to see something to make that happen for us to go and see it. And here you come out with a... Who would have thought? Who would have thought? I wish I would have thought of it.
Oh, well.
That's a great product.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
A lot of people don't realize the R&D and then also the patents and the cost and the time to get to the point we are now.
Yep.
This wasn't just something that happened a month or 6 months. It takes a long time to get it into the market.
Yeah, it took more than 2 years to prototype and go through the whole process and get it ready for sale. Yeah, there's a lot to it. There's a lot to it, but it's a lot of fun.
What about Shark Tank? Did ever think about taking
that? Yeah, I think about Shark Tank. Yeah, you're not the first to say it.
That really boom your sales on it. I don't know.
That would. Well, I'm hoping the golf guys are going to boom my sales too.
I'm telling you.
Look at your sales. I don't know about. We're not going to be able to invest a million or whatever it is.
Like Shark Tank. Right.
Come on, 10% for a million.
Yeah. Unreal.
And Alex, tell us, this is made in the USA, huh?
Yeah, we assemble it all up in Amesbury, Massachusetts, and we ship it out from there. So we box it up and ship it and put it all together right there.
That's key, keeping American jobs and the quality. America still can produce a lot of great product.
Absolutely, more and more these days too, which is great.
Alex, we appreciate you coming on, and good luck, and I'm sure we'll have you on the show, and we can talk a little bit more about the product.
Well, happy to be on, and thanks a lot, you guys. I appreciate it.
I had a blast doing it today, man.
Yeah,
had a blast.
Excellent.
That's it. Fling Swing, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it on the Golf Show, guys. All ages, including mine. We thank you for coming in, young man.
All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. Take care.
Appreciate it.